السلام على يا أبا عبد الله.
وإنما خرجت لطلب الإصلاح في أمة جدي صلى الله عليه وآله.
The words of Imam al-Hussein عليه السلام in dialogue.
صلى الله عليك يا أبا عبد الله.
Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, the son of the Lady of Light, the Honorable Fatima, the son of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali, the grandson of the Noble Prophet Muhammad. Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, the beacon of light which guides towards knowledge and wisdom. The one who has eloquently said, O people, the person who is generous becomes a grand, lofty person. The person who is stingy debases himself. Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, the master of martyrs, these are his dialogues.
Every clean song.
Imam al-Hussein's words by the body of Qasim ibn al-Hasan. May your killers be far away from the grace of Allah. And on the resurrection day, your grandfather, the Prophet Muhammad, and your father, Imam al-Hasan, shall be their enemy. By Allah, it is unbearable for your uncle that you call on him, but he cannot answer you, or you call on him, but if, when he answers, it does not benefit you. By Allah, this is a voice whose assaulters have been abundant and whose helpers have decreased.
Look what Karbala gave us. In return, what can we give? I thought I'd go there to die, but in fact I went there to live.
You cannot die. You cannot die. You live on even though we're left grieving.
And I will walk on the roads you would walk. Your words live on though you know.
Welcome back, dear listeners. This is IRIB English Radio. And we're talking about the dialogues of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. In the previous segment, we spoke about a beautiful youth by the name of Qasim ibn al-Hasan. Qasim is one of the sons of the second divinely appointed Imam, Imam Hasan al-Mujtaba alayhi salam. Qasim is said to have been a mere youth when he was in the event of Karbala. He was a young boy who was incredibly brave, and we find that there are certain conversations that he has with his uncle, Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. Qasim was this orphan who was under the care of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, and on the day of Ashura in the land of Karbala, on the 10th of Muharram in the year 61 AH, we find that Qasim had requested Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam to go to the battlefield and defend his uncle, whom he loved so incredibly much. And so, dear friends, we see that in the camp of Imam Hussein alayhi salam and in the movement of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, every single individual can play a role and every single individual must play a role. Everyone can put forth their efforts in the manner that they can. This young boy, who is said to have been perhaps 11 or 12 or 13 years of age, was able to go and defend his uncle and defend the imam of his time. And yes, perhaps the sword was too heavy for him to be able to swing as the other men in the camp of Hussein were able to do, but he did what he could. And that is what is special, and that is what is valuable. A person, no matter their age, a person, no matter their gender, a person, no matter their language or ethnic background, comes forth and puts forth the best that they can for the movement of Imam Hussein alayhi salam and for the cause of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. It is these efforts that we put forth sincerely for the sake of Allah and in the name of Allah that will help Islam to be victorious and successful. This is Dialogue Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam.
As-salamu alayka ya Aba Abdillah wa ala al-arwah allati halat bifina'i alayka.
Dear audience, now let's listen to some parts of Ziyara al-Nahiya al-Muqaddasa. Stay tuned.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu ala al-qatil al-mazlum.
Peace be upon the slain and the oppressed one.
السلام على أخيه المسموم.
Peace be upon his poisoned brother, Imam al-Hasan.
السلام على علي الكبير.
Peace be upon Ali the Elder, Ali Akbar.
السلام على الرضيع الصغير.
Peace be upon the sucking infant, Ali Asghar.
السلام على الأبدان السليبة.
Peace be upon the plundered bodies.
As-salamu ala al-itrat al-qareeb.
Peace be upon the family and the children who were nearby the place of martyrdom.
As-salamu ala al-mujaddaleen fi al-falawat.
Peace be upon the mangled corpses left in the desert.
As-salamu ala al-naziheen an al-awtan.
Peace be upon those who were left far from their homeland.
السلام على المدفونين بلا أكفان.
Peace be upon those who were buried without shrouds.
السلام على الرؤوس المفرغة عن الأبدان.
Peace be upon the heads severed from the bodies.
السلام على المحتسب الصابر.
Peace be upon the bereaved and the patient one.
As-salamu ala al-maghloom bila nasir.
Peace be upon the oppressed one who was without a helper.
As-salamu ala saakin al-turbati al-zaakiyah.
Peace be upon the inhabitant of the purified soul.
As-salamu ala saahib al-qubbati al-saamiyah.
Peace be upon the possessor of the lofty dome.
As-salamu ala man tahharahu al-jaleel.
Peace be upon him whom the Almighty purified.
As-salamu ala man iftakhara bihi Jibra'il.
Peace be upon him of whom Jibra'il was proud.
As-salamu alayka ya. عبد الله.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, for listening to this episode of the program Dialogue. We hope that you remain under the auspicious grace of Imam Hussein today and always.
أبداً ما بقي.